Do we have a minion?
Yeah.
Yeah. That will be okay. So the Gemara says at the end of Maseches Megillah, we saw in the Mishnah, the Pasuk says, Vaydeber Moshe et Ma'adei Hashem et Bnei Yisrael, Mitzvatan Shiyu Korin Kol Echad Ve'Echad Bizmano. Chazal said there's a mitzvah that when we come close to each holiday, we read the reading that pertains to that holiday. And we discussed that the simple reading of the Mishnah seems to indicate that the Kriyas HaTorah in the holiday season is Doraisa. We know the Ramban is of the opinion that davening in shul on Yomim Tovim is Doraisa. The Ramban discusses that the word Moed means a time of gathering. So if a guy wants to go to Arizona or Florida or I don't know where on Pesach, aside from the kashrus issues, there's also a question, is he going to have a minion? We once had a student that went to Dahab in the middle of Pesach. So aside from the fact that the girl he was dating called me up and said, how can he go to Mitzrayim on Pesach? There's also the point that we have to take into account that you're supposed to have a minyan on the Yom Tov according to the Ramban, it's Doraisa. We see here that there seems to be a basis that the Torah reading on the Yom Tov might be biblical. So the Gemara says, Tanu Abanan, we have a braisa that was validated by Rav Chiya and Rav Oshaya, Moshe tiken lem Yisrael, Sheyu Shoalin v'Doroshin v'Inyano Shel Yom. Moshe instituted for the Jewish people that they will learn and have speeches about the concept of the day. Hilchot Pesach b'Pesach. When Pesach comes, they'll have speeches about the laws of Pesach. Hilchot Atzeret b'Atzeret. The laws of Shavuos. When comes time of Shavuos, Hilchot Chag b'Chag, and the laws of Sukkos in Sukkos time. So Rashi explains. למה הוא צריך לכתוב כאן וידבר משה וכי כל המצוות כולן לא אמרן משה לישראל? Why does they have to say Moshe said the holidays to the Jewish people? You have a listing, the Pasuk tells us over there in Parshas Emor, all of the holidays, and when it finishes the holidays, as though to sum it up, it says, and Moshe told the Jewish people the holidays. Well, isn't that what we just read? So, מהו וידבר משה את מועדי השם בני ישראל? So why does it have to say this Pasuk? And the way Rashi sets this up, Rashi is telling us that this is a drasha, what's called miyitura dekra, as though I have extra words in the pasuk. There are different types of drashos. The fact that Rashi points out that these words are seemingly superfluous makes it a far stronger drasha. That's what Rashi just told us. Melamed shayam deber imen ilchot kol moed v'moed bizmano. This teaches us that he would tell them the laws of each holiday in its time. Lo'odiyah chukei alokim v'torotav. He taught them the laws, and the Jewish people accepted upon themselves the wages of the mitzvos, the sachar of the mitzvos, for themselves and their children in this world and the world to come. And this is a very difficult Rashi. How did we get from the laws of the holidays to the wages of the holidays? And Rashi seems to be intent to end Maseches Megillah with kimu v'kiblu, words from the Megillah. The Jews accepted upon themselves, they instituted for themselves. It's important to note that the simple reading of the Mishnah, as we mentioned a minute ago, indicates that the reading of the Torah on the Yomim Tovim is Doraisa. And the Gemara just said, Moshe Tiken Lem LiYisrael. You guys heard those words? What does Tiken Lem LiYisrael mean? It's a Takana D'Rabbanan. Moshe instituted, meaning it's a rabbinic institution. Which one is it? There might be a machlokes between this Braisa and our Mishnah, whether Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Tov is Doraisa or Drabanan. That's something we just have to know. You know, the Rashi shows us that the Mishnah learns it's a complete derivation. The Braisa seems to say it's a rabbinic institution. And if you're surprised that Moshe would make a rabbinic institution, so we saw other examples of Moshe's rabbinic institutions. Not everything Moshe said was Doraisa. Yes?
Every time we have seemingly extraneous words in the Torah, is that like 100% going to be a drasha?
Should be. There's no extra word, yeah. For sure.
Can you explain exactly what that means, drasha? Like if a critic is using kind of a vague idea, what does that mean?
So in an hour or so, we'll switch to question and answers, and there we could discuss whatever you want. So. הדרן לך בני העיר וסליק למסכת מגילה הדרן לך מסכת מגילה הדרן לך מסכת מגילה הדרן לך means we will come back to you. And then in the Hadron our custom is that we say הדרן לך, we will come back to you, והדרך הלן, and you will come back to us. People sometimes think you're saying the same thing twice. No, You're saying Hadran Alach, we want to come to you. Hadra Chalan. Da'atan Alach, we should always think of you. The Da'ata Chalan, and you should always think of us. Why do we personify a tractate in Talmud? So Chazal tell us there was once a man who lived alone, and he used to learn Maseches Chagiga. He'd always review Chagiga, and people don't learn Chagiga because it's about the sacrifice, the Chagiga sacrifice, which is not so relevant today. And one day, he passed away. No one knew he passed away. He was living all alone. They're sitting in the Beis Medrash learning, and a woman shows up, and she's crying next to them that she doesn't let them learn. So they ask her, "Lady, why are you crying so bitterly?" And she said, "Look, come with me. My name is Chagiga, and I'll show you why I'm crying." And they followed her to his house, and they found him dead. And they went and they buried him. And after the burial, they looked for the woman who was weeping so bitterly throughout his eulogies and burial, and they couldn't find her. And the rabbi said, "That wasn't the woman. That was Chagiga. The tractate itself came down to take care of him. He took care of her. She came and took care of him." And there are many different stories like that. Chazal say, try to take a work that you connect to. You could take a Pirush on Torah. You could take a certain commentary on the Gemara. And then when a person is in a time of need, he also has a right in his prayers to call up to heaven and say, "Hey, wait a second." Let's say he always learned the Netziv on Chumash. He says, "Rabbi Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, I always learned your works. Now that I'm in a time of need, you should also speak on my behalf in heaven." So a person should try to find, and you won't necessarily find it today, but a person should try to find the work that he connects to. It could be a tractate. Every person should have one masechta. That's his masechta. That's you choose which one you fall in love with. But you should have a masechta that you connect to, that's your masechta. That's the one you've reviewed, and that's the one you connect to. Because that's Shem, you'll know all of Shas. But there should be one you connect to, and there should also be a work that you connect to. So we speak to the tractate, so to speak, now that we finished. We say, Adran Alach, we should come back to you. Adach Alan, and you should come back to us. Datan Alach, our minds should be upon you. V'ta'atach Alan, and your mind should be upon us. Lo nitneshe minach, we shouldn't be forgotten from you. V'lo titneshe minan, you shouldn't be forgotten from us. Lo bal ma'denan, this world, v'lo bal ma'dati, nor in the next world. We say that three times. Anytime we try to show something has validity, we say three times, just like when we say when we're matir neder and other things that we do three times, as we discuss in other classes. It doesn't seem like my Gemara has a hadron.
Really?
If you don't mind, I'll borrow yours.
This one has.
Yeah, most Gemaras. Am I saying it on your behalf too? I guess. Okay. Say that. Get managed so long as it's here. I'm having so much luck today. Maybe we have a simple Gemara here? Oh, this guy can get a Gemara. I got it.
I want to get to art school.
Okay.